Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday. Friday already. We've made it to the end of another week. They seem to get quicker and quicker, don't they? But that's only a good thing, isn't it? Because that means we're getting closer to Christmas. Anyway, more about that later. In fact, not more about that. That's just a lie. We won't talk Christmas until probably... When do the shops start selling Christmas stuff? Probably October is when we'll start. Anyway, I'm talking nonsense. Well, I'm talking Christmas. Let's start in the only place, of course, we can. After a busy night of FA Cup football that saw Derby against Manchester United. Lots of people were talking Rooney and, of course, United. And the result, here's a bit of everything thrown in one little pot for you.
And the full-time whistle goes, inevitably. A night that was going to focus around Wayne Rooney, and it was a superb individual performance. But it was his former club rather than his present that make it through to the quarterfinals and that trip to Norwich in a couple of weekends' time.
Rooney really impressed me tonight. I've got to say, Sags, I thought he was superb in what he'd done. If he was in the United side and you put him in there tonight, he'd have created and probably even scored a goal, I've got to say. But his demeanour, I criticise him at times for running around, you know, swearing at referees on occasion. Tonight, he was everything that I think a senior professional should be. He'd give a great example to his teammates, he'd give a great performance, and he showed the footballing world how possible.
No, he absolutely did tonight, and well, I've got a chance to choose then, haven't I, on that? I think Sibley will have plenty of times in the future. I'm going to go with Stuart on that one because I've watched him hardly miss a pass all night when we're in there tonight. And it was a masterclass, whether you're on the winning or the losing side as well. And the way that he just read everything. And for that reason, we'll give it to him. Why not? Wayne Rooney, then, our man of the match.
It was a little generous.
What do you mean? What was generous?
Given Wayne Rooney the man of the match,
I have to say... Yeah, that was a bit bizarre, wasn't it? I mean, what was he the man of the match?
Look, Wayne Rooney has still got what Wayne Rooney's always had. So the free kicks that he took, there were two that he... I mean, he's still got that ability to put the ball down, pick his spot and strike it. But in terms of being man of the match, I thought that was a little... I thought it was a bit of a throwback to the Wayne Rooney that we all know and love.
I get that. Igalo scored two goals tonight. That's three goals now from two starts. Everyone laughed and poo-pooed. Even Darren Lewis was sending me laughing emojis when we signed him on deadline day. Of course, on loan. But at the moment... Listen, I know it's only Derby. But at the moment, you can't argue with what he's doing. He's there to score goals. He's there as a number nine. And that's what he's doing.
He scored three goals in the competition that Manchester United, if they win both, will be delighted. But top four, that's where he's going to earn his corn. If he scores the winner against City at the weekend, and you think, okay, now he's starting to repay where the faith was shown in him, and that's what it's going to be about. You'd expect the games that he scored in, you'd expect United to win, and you kind of think, okay, expect him to have chances and score. It's the chance against Everton, that one there where he should put that away.
Two nice goals from Odeon, strikers, when they score, they're hard to keep out, and he's in consideration for Sunday, definitely.
Now, from one FA Cup tie to another, and the other being the night before when Tottenham crushed out of the FA Cup at home to Norwich on penalties. Jamie O'Hara and Big Alan Brazil, who was actually in his own hot seat for the breakfast show, were talking about that game and Eric Dier.
If you're getting pelters, it's horrible, right? Yeah, but you can't claim over and start getting involved.
No,
sorry.
No, he's made a big, big mistake. And the problem he's got now is that's going to stick with him. You know, that's what the Spurs fans are going to remember.
Mm.
And look, I can understand it because it's family. And when, you know, you see family and you see someone doing, you know, giving them stick, then your emotions can get the better of you. But he has to compose himself. He can't go marauding through the crowd and climbing up the stand to get to him, because everyone's got a camera phone and everyone's and he's in a Tottenham shirt and he's climbing through the crowd. It just looks terrible for him. It looks really bad.
So what the FA are, it's the FA, isn't it? It was a cop. So what are they going to do about this? You know, is it right to abuse a footballer badly? But at the same time, you can't get involved, because if the stewards are not there, I think he ends up having a fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem he's got, is that he's a professional. You know, as much as you can't do that. And we all emotional, especially after games. And he knows that that was a big game for Tottenham, and he knows that he probably should have done better. The team should have done better, and they should have gone through, but they haven't. What he can't do is react. You know,
no.
We've all done it. I've done it. But the problem you've got with that is it will stick with him now. And he's gonna and he will get labelled by the Spurs fans for reacting, and everyone will see Eric Dier going into the crowd and reacting off something, and he has to try and compose himself.
Time now to check in to Drive and the Ginger Fella with the Loud Shows. Adrian Durham also had his say on the Eric Dier scenario.
Well, let's flip it around and have a look at fan behaviour. Because fans, let's ask the question, do fans still have the right to abuse players, whatever sport it is? Players give it to refs. Players swear at each other.
Oh.
But are we now saying that fans aren't allowed to? And let me read you a tweet that was sent out earlier this year from Forest Green Rovers in League Two, a professional football club. 18th of January this year, they sent out a tweet saying, three fans in our South Stand were asked by stewards to moderate their repeated foul language in front of families and other fans. All three decided to leave of their own accord. Foul language will not be tolerated at Forest Green Rovers. We pride ourselves on being a family-friendly club. So one question I've got from that is, are players going to be asked to leave as and when they swear? And I don't think they will be. And can you really stop? Some of the best songs involve swear words, and it's accepted. So have we got to all moderate and change our behaviour and sanitise our behaviour at football matches to the point where we can no longer swear? I agree there shouldn't be any aggression or threats of violence.
You're going to stop footballers swearing?
Exactly.
Because we see it every week. I mean, you only have to watch, go back and watch the football matches this weekend and managers and see the language coming out of their mouth. I'll give you at least five or six instances if you go back and watch every single game this weekend on national television where you have seen a swear word.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lip read, it's not that hard.
100% correct.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, it's a passionate game is what those players would say. Well, it's passionate for the fans as well. That doesn't mean that they should go charging after players or get violent or be racist or anything threatening whatsoever. But if you're just shouting at a referee and calling him a name, or if you're just shouting at a player and calling him a name, has that got to change now? Have we got to calm everything down? Has everybody got to be nice if they pay to get into a football ground now? Is that what we're saying?
On now to the Moose, who was on the loose in the house. There was no house. It was just the London Football Awards. And he caught up with the Spurs legend Gary Mabbott, who was talking about Eric Dier.
He's always brother in an altercation, and felt that he had to go and get him out of there. I think, as I said, with hindsight, he'd have probably chosen something different, but that's what happened.
Do you think it also shows up the fact that fans are not the best behaved at stadiums these days? We saw with Granit Xhaka when he reacted to the crowd, and they'd given him a lot on social media, and obviously last night as well.
Yeah, but these are isolated incidents, if I'm being honest. Like most football fans I come across in the country are fantastic people. Last night of the game, you know, the Spurs fans were amazing. You know, the 9,000 Norwich fans were amazing. I don't think you can just pick out one or two little things and make a statements like that. Overall, I think it's the way the game is controlled now, the way the games are stewarded, I think it's fantastic.
And staying with the theme, the Brighton manager, Graham Potter, he said supporters have abused his brother before, so he understands the reaction.
It's not nice when you're disappointed yourself, you're emotional. Just because we're footballers, we're professionals, people think you don't care or you haven't, you've got a, the support has got a monopoly over caring and passion, but actually we also have, especially with a family member. So, yeah, you can understand how things get triggered, but again, you have to rise above that because that's the job, that's the challenge, that's what it is. There's all sorts of noise working against you. You've got to try and raise above it, but as a human being, I can understand the reaction as well.
Time now to check in with Jim White alongside Natalie Sawyer and Glenn Johnson, Don's younger brother, who's on the show talking about Gilmore. No, I'm not going to make any happy Gilmore gags. I'm better than that. He was saying that he will have to keep up his levels to be consistent and a very happy... No, of course, I'm not doing the happy Gilmore gag.
You need to keep his feet on the ground, which I'm sure he'd be fine. He seems like a genuine lad. But also, he needs to realise he's not going to play like that every game. So you're going to have stages where now everyone's talking about him. He looks like he could be the next best thing. But Liverpool didn't know nothing about him. If let's just say Billy plays for the next five games, people are going to start to understand what he can do, and then they're going to start eliminating that. And then you've got to find out another way to still perform. You can't... No one has a career that just sails up and up and up and up and up. Absolutely nobody. So to come in and play one good game is easy. That's the easy bit.
Time now to hear what Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs were up to, and a bit of history was actually made for the second day on the trot. You may remember that on yesterday's show, it was their 1 millionth broadcast together. Well, yesterday's show marked the 1,000th episode that their nurse had been on standby in the studio alongside them. Incredible achievement.
You've seen the story today about Ronaldinho.
Yes.
Not the plumber, the former Barcelona and Brazil striker. He's in Paraguay and he's been investigated by Paraguayan authorities for what police say was a presumably adulterated Paraguayan passport.
It said fake passport.
That's what they've said. I think he called himself McLovin or something. But him and his brother and his business manager, one and the same person, Roberto.
Well, he's quite famous, isn't he?
Yeah, he's quite a famous
still got that sort of ringlety hair and everything. Yeah,
and it's very obvious. I'm looking at pictures of him here in Paraguay recently, and he doesn't look any...
The copper that nicked him did a selfie with him.
Did he?
Yes.
How does that go down
I'm not entirely sure that's the right thing to do.
They cuff you and then they say, just any chance of a picture. How would that go down?
That's very sense, true. Does it? But there you go.
Andy, do you have anything else for us?
I do. You see the Mercedes Formula One team reckon they'll be carbon neutral by the end of the season.
By the end of the season.
Wow. I was thinking, blimey, that's a hell of a lot of offsetting. Yeah. Perhaps they could replace Valtteri Bottas with Greta Thunberg. I don't know. How's it going to work?
I don't know. I haven't really thought it through.
That's a race I'd pay to see.
I can. She wouldn't get in a gas guzzler like that. She'd be Formula E all day, wouldn't she? Oh, Greta Thunberg. She'd be Formula E.
Yesterday, I was talking to you about those barbers in China who, sensibly and obviously, what else could you do? They're having to cut people's hair
from a distance
using shears, basically, to cut people's hair, or like long sticks, shears with scissors on the end of it. And
that's quite a skill, isn't it?
It is quite a skill. And interestingly enough, Chris Waddle, I don't know if you saw, he went there and had his hair done.
Chris
there.
Had his hair done in
his
China.
It looks
didn't
good,
he?
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's,
what on earth was
it's,
that?
It's quite a look, isn't it? It's like he's joined a Krusty band. He's going on the road with someone.
I'll just hold it up to the camera.
He's going on the festival circuit. I reckon that he's gone into the barbers, old Chrissy, and he said, let's go for something wild. Chris, let's go for it. And okay.
I'm Simon Jordan. You and I are both listening to Talk Sport Daily.
Time now to turn our attention to egg chasing. And Rusty Hargreaves, as we like to call him here, no one calls him that, it's Russ Hargreaves, was having a chat with Eddie Jones in the England camp this week, and they were talking about the coronavirus.
I've got to ask a question about Marco Vinopola not playing for England this weekend, but quite possibly playing for Saracens against Leicester. How frustrating is that from your point of view?
No, it's not at all. I just watched the interview with Jurgen Klopp. I thought he summed it up pretty well. Yeah, we take advice. We take medical advice on what's right for the team, and we follow that. Yeah, we're not smart enough to make our decisions ourselves. We believe we made the right decision. Saracens think otherwise, then fair play.
And as your assistant Steve Borthwick kind of alluded to, the fact that we're in 24/7 camp environment here, maybe that has a slight bearing if you're going to err on the side of caution?
Well, just the advice was that it was best not for him to come to camp, and so we take that advice.
How is the mood within the camp, given that, given what James has discussed, obviously, with the weekends to come? How is everybody?
No, everyone's focused on Wales. We had a great training run yesterday. Boys are excited about playing Wales. You've got to remember they beat us last year, so we owe them one.
Given the fact it may or may not become a free hit, and this effectively almost is the end of the tournament for now for you, does that almost free your players up to just go out there and give everything?
Not at all.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and Big Al was talking about potential names for his autobiography alongside Jamie O'Hara. Now, the one they came up with, very funny, but I've been working on a few myself. But for legal reasons, I can't name any of them. So here's the ones that, of course, went out on national radio.
Paperback writer. It's World Book Day. Yes, I bet you didn't know that. A worldwide celebration of literature, authors and poetry. To celebrate, you'll be sending in some autobiography title suggestions for me. 50 Shades of Rouge, yeesh. Alan Brazil and the Goblet of Wine. Warren Abyss. Abyss? I am big boned, you clown. What annoys me is old Chunky O'Hara alongside me having a little giggle.
Whoa. Don't start bringing me into it, you.
Here's some. Jamie and I were talking, or Chunky and I were talking earlier.
Whoa, hold on. Steve-O, we got a message here. I want your thoughts on this. I just had a message in. I hear the show this morning is being presented by Jamie and the Giant Peach.
Jamie and the Giant Peach is possibly my favourite one of all time. Anyway, for the last time this week, we can check in, of course, with my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. I don't really know what producer Tom is going to... In fact, we can go live to producer Tom, who's sat opposite me wearing just his underwear. Tom, what are you putting in the Sports Bar podcasty bit this week? Oh, OK, I wasn't expecting that. Let's find out what did actually get into the podcast.
Would you like an FA Cup special since Tottenham last won the trophy?
Why are you picking on Spurs again?
Oh, he's picking on Spurs again, yeah.
Why are you doing this, Bill?
Go on then. Have you got any music to back this up or not?
They might do.
We can have some...
They...
No, I'll tell you what you need. You need circus music. You do.
Look at Josh. He's worked so hard to get this on here. Go on then.
So, since these teams last won the FA Cup, it's been this many days. Man City, 292. Chelsea 656, Arsenal 1013, Man United 1384, Wigan 2490,
Wigan in there.
Portsmouth 4310, Liverpool 5045, Everton 9056, 10,519 days since Tottenham won the FA Cup.
that's brutal.
Wow. Over 10,000 days, it's Spurs.
Won the FA Cup.
10,000 days? And Ian, rush the story.
Go on, Ian. Nathan lends me 50 quid.
Go on.
And Mr.
Quick.
Goldstein lends me 50 quid.
All right.
So I go out and buy this jacket, and I come back to the pub, and I say to you, there's a pound change. That jacket cost me £97. I give Jason a pound, and I put a pound in my pocket. The next day, you get £49 each. What's happened?
I've no idea what's just happened, but I know I'll never get those 30 seconds back again.
Wow.
How long have I got? How many have I got left? Look at it. I think
the gallery have gone.
Well, that's nearly it for another podcasty thing. Just time to remind you to download it on, I know you know, Acast, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Why don't I mix it up a bit? Apple Pods, Spotify, and I'm not mixed it up. I've just read it backwards, and Acast. Before I go, let me tell you about lots of live football on the TalkSport Network over the weekend. On Saturday, that's tomorrow at 12:30, it's Liverpool against Bournemouth. Come on, the Cherries. That's live on TalkSport. Then at 3 p.m, it's Wolves against Brighton. Live on TalkSport 2. And then at 5:30, oh, what a tough game that is for Spurs. They're away at Burnley. And that, again, is live on TalkSport. Three big games all across the TalkSport network. 12:30, Liverpool Bournemouth. 3 p.m, Wolves Brighton. And 5:30, Burnley Spurs. That's it. Thanks so much for downloading. Oh, before I go, I, of course, should keep you updated with the how many followers can Max Rushton lose on his Twitter account feed game. keeps going up. I don't really know what's happening there, but he's gone up again. I'm trying to get you to unfollow him for comedy value, and it's not working. I don't quite know why. I don't think you understand it. Unfollow, not follow. Unfollow. You press the unfollow button. If you follow him already, unfollow. If you don't follow him, all right? Just for a week or a month, and we'll see what happens. And when it comes down, then we'll go, we got you, Max. But at the moment, it's him laughing at us. Hashtag, don't let Max win. Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. And, of course, I will see you on my show Monday night from 10 p.m. looking back at another big weekend of Premier League football and taking your calls on the back of Leicester against Aston Villa in the Premier League. That one kicks off at 8 p.m. Monday night. That's it. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.